Please be seated and let us pray. Gracious Father, we bless your name this morning, for you are God. Thank you for the opportunity to be in your presence. Thank you for the privilege of bringing the word of life to your people. I ask that you will speak to our hearts. We give you praise and thanks. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Can you please help me welcome somebody that is sitting beside you? Tell the person you are welcoming the name of the Lord. Ask him, how was your night? Hallelujah. Shall we celebrate Jesus with a clap offering? Amen. You see, the worst thing that can happen to a man is that you enter the presence of God and your face is squeezed. Amen. That's the worst thing that can happen to you. Because if your face is squeezed in the presence of God, then you are finished. I don't know where the face will be brightened again. Hallelujah. Let me appreciate the servants of the Lord that are the chancel area. God bless every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to thank God for thus far he has led us this year. Amen. This God is a good God. Despite all that is happening in this nation, God is still God. Amen. Now, can I also tell you that what is happening now is not different from what happened in the Bible days? Amen. If you have ever studied your Bible very well, you discover that on different occasions, during the time of Abraham, there was famine. Amen. Like that, as generations come, there will always be famine, you know, as they proceed, as they move. But I also discovered that in the midst of those famines, some people are still blessed. Hello. A man called Isaac, when it was famine during his days, he wanted to run away, wanted to jackpa. As he was making plans to run away, God told him, I said, my friend, where are you going? Are you not aware that whatever that is happening, I know about it? Or yes, be in this land. Don't go anywhere. Not only that you will be in this land, you are going to clear your farm. You're going to cultivate it. You're going to sow seed. And he obeyed. The Bible said that same year, God blessed him. How many fold? 100-fold. To the point that he became rich. So rich that people around were envious of him. See, in the midst of what is happening in Nigeria, God will so prosper you that men will become envious of you. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. See, Nigeria is a good country, whether you like it or not. I believe in this nation. Amen. I so much believe in this nation. And I know God is working out his plans and his purpose for us in Nigeria. And in less than no time, we will sing the victor song in the name of Jesus Christ. Psalm number 25 and verse 9. Psalm number 25 and verse 9. Studio, is somebody there? Good. Psalm 25 and verse 9. Let's read together, one to go. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his ways. Let's take it again, one to go. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his ways. This morning, let me exhort us briefly on a topic I captioned meekness as a key to assessing uncommon favor. Meekness as a key to assessing uncommon favor. The chief shepherd of this diocese and each archdiocese on 31st December 2023, yes, told us as we step into the new year, he told us that this year is our year of uncommon favor. We had to make a sticker and we gave it out to people so that you put either in your car or in your house, anywhere, that every day, good. See, bring out that thing again. Good. That every time you wake up in the morning, you look, my wife puts our own at the back of the door. So that as you wake up in the morning, as you're going out of the room, you will see it first. 2024, my year of uncommon favor. And anytime I look at that sticker, it makes me remind God that, hey, remember you said you are going to give me uncommon favor. Now, can I also tell us it is possible that in the midst of these blessings, people are getting uncommon favor. Somebody will run through this year with all manner of hardship around him or around her. Is it possible? Yes, it is possible. Now, in the course of my studying the scriptures, I discovered that there are ways. If you want to assess a particular blessing, there are things you need to do. If you don't do those things, you will only be talking. It will only be your lips talking, and your hand will not touch it. Let me also remind us that when we talk about uncommon favor, don't narrow it down to the house that you built, the kind of car that you're driving, the kind of clothes you're wearing, kind of makeup you're putting on, the kind of shoe you're wearing. Amen? Because the favor of the Lord is far beyond those things. Am I talking to somebody? The favor of the Lord is far beyond those things. As a matter of fact, the favor of the Lord is a spiritual thing that when you get it, every other thing will begin to align themselves to your favor. Is somebody with me? Is somebody with me? Now, the Bible says, if it is on this earth that we have hope, as children of God, that we are of all men most what? Miserable. Now, have you not seen somebody who built a house? Okay. The CEO of Senate Bank. Access Bank. The CEO of Access Bank. I learned that he built a mansion. Mansion and castle, which one is bigger? Mansion and castle, which one? Castle is bigger than mansion, good. He built a castle of 30 billion naira. Did you hear what I said? 30 billion. And by December, they celebrated and opened that house. And by February, he died. Hallelujah. Now, at least rats and cockroach and cobwebs will be grooving in the mansion. Hello? That is to tell us that the blessings of the Lord is far beyond what our physical eyes can see. So, if you are here under the sound of my voice, I beg you, child of God, don't narrow the blessings of God to only physical things. Have you not seen somebody who went to bed, a poor man, by the next morning wake up a millionaire? Have you also not seen somebody who went to bed, a billionaire, by the next morning something happened? As you were waking up, they will announce you that this bank has... Amen. Savannah Bank is not... Amen. Are we together? So, people of God, when we talk about God's uncommon favor, we are talking about the favor of the Lord that is not actually you know, for all men, God looks at people's faces and say, this one, I am going to give him this favor. I am going to give her this favor. And it is also there. One of the things that will make you to assess this favor is meekness. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody? It's what? Meekness. Now, I ask a question. What is meekness? And I said, meekness means humble or submissive quality. A humble or a submissive quality. I also said, meekness is an attitude or quality of heart whereby a person is willing to accept and submit without resistance to the will and desire of someone else. Now, in this kingdom that you and I operate, let me tell you something. If you must get your blessings, you must be a meek man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will agree with me that one of the things that made God dethrone Lucifer and he became the devil is because he was a proud man. He was a proud angel. One day, you know, when I study the scripture and I see what God, how God built Lucifer, I said, this God, you are wonderful. Now, all these instruments you see us play, all these instruments you see us play, God carried the whole of those instruments, even the ones you don't know, and built it in the devil, inside Lucifer. And he is the one that stands before the presence of God to lead worship. So when he stands, one of the scriptures, I was studying the scriptures, and I discovered that it will get to, the Bible says that the nerves of Lucifer was made with strings. So when Lucifer comes and they begin to sing, holy, 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 as they were worshiping God, by the time he will spread his wings, the Bible said that the glory of God will cover the whole heavens. The 24 elders will remove their crown. They will throw it down and everybody will go down and begin to worship this God. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And that is what they do every day. That is what they do every day. Until one day, Lucifer looked at God and saw a throne beside him. And he desired to sit on that throne. The Bible said, the day iniquity was found in him, that was the day he was thrown out of heaven. See, let me tell you something. If you want to assess your blessing in this kingdom, you must be a meek man. That was why when they came to arrest Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane, why Jesus was there? The Bible said Peter pulled his sword. He was a man who knew how to use the sword very well. He pulled his sword and removed the ears of Marcus. Amen. And Jesus looked at him and said, Say, in this kingdom, it is not a battle of sword. He said, if it is a battle of sword, come on, I know what I will do. So calm down. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And before you know it, Jesus yielded himself. Now, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 5. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 5. Is somebody there? Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Amen. Now, Jesus was teaching on the mount, at Mount Olive. When he was teaching the Sermon on the Mount, he looked at them, he said, any man who is a meek man, then that man is blessed. Can you help me ask your neighbor, are you meek? Hallelujah. I didn't say you should answer. Just ask the person. Let the person battle it with within himself. Blessed are they. Go back. I didn't say six. I said five. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Now, it was these scriptures that some denominations saw. They said, just be building your mansion. When Jesus will come, I will come and inherit this one. Amen. They forgot that the Bible says everything in this earth will be melted with fervent heat. Everything will all be melted. So, including that house, that your mansion you feel is blessing. The Bible said when Jesus will come, those things will be melted. Then a new heaven and a new earth will come out from God. Is somebody here? So, if your blessings is only narrowed down to physical things, your name is sorry. So, for God to deliver into your hands his blessings in this kingdom, then you must be a meek man. You must be a meek man. So, if there is something you must desire to be meek. Worthy is the Lamb. Now, I also know that meekness is a gift of the Spirit. It's part of the ingredient in the gift of the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22. Somebody show me. Galatians 5, 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love. Joy. Peace. Long suffering. And what? That gentleness there is meekness. Hallelujah. So, if you are born again and God releases the fruit of the Spirit unto you, when you open the fruit of the Spirit, one of the seed, if at all that is, if the fruit of the Spirit has a seed, one of the things you will see inside the fruit of the Spirit is what? Gentleness. So that was why that when the disciples of Jesus Christ told Jesus, we saw a man that is casting devil from here. Just command us, let's call down fire and destroy that man. Jesus said, you don't know the kingdom from where you are coming from. The kingdom where we are operating, you don't call down fire to destroy another person. Praise the Lord. Calm down. So it is wrong for me to say I am a child of God. Let me even leave the issue of man of God now. For me to say I am a child of God, and they will look at my life and they will see pride. Praise the Lord. Now, can I tell us something here? A proud man, nobody here under the sound of my voice will want to commit himself to a man who is proud. Do you? Will you? Will you? You know this man. You know this man. Anytime he sees you, you know, his hand is like this. James chapter 4 and verse 6. Give it to me on the screen. James chapter 4 and verse 6. The Bible said that God resists the proud, but give grace to the humble. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore, God resisteth the proud, but give grace unto who? The humble. So, if a man is proud, then it is God who will resist you, not even the devil. Because the devil will want you to be proud. Hello? Am I talking to somebody this morning? The devil will want you to be proud. Sorry, I've just gone home. What is the Lamb? The devil will want you, you know, so that you feel that
There is nobody like you. Igbo people will say, "Ubarane unoko ya sile ala hamana." When the grasshopper is burning, he will say that I am bringing out the. That is what the devil will do. So he will inject the spirit of pride in you. I came out with a formula. I said, anybody who is possessed by the spirit of I, that person is proud. If we spell the word pride, I is in the middle. And I also discovered by my little studies that any man who is proud, any man that is possessed with this spirit of pride, that man, tells all manner of lies to cover up. And if you spell the word lie, I is in the middle. Amen. And lying is a sin. If you spell the word sin, I is in the middle. Amen. And the Bible said, he that sinneth shall do what? Die. And if you spell the word die, I is in the middle. My prayer is that, Lord, every spirit of I that the devil is making you feel nobody is like you when you are nothing, may that spirit die in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, one of the things I discovered is that when a man is born again and you begin to get close to God, one of the things the presence of God in the life of a man does, that it makes you more humble. When you see a child of God who is proud, that person is not yet born again. He's just pretending. He's a churchgoer. Are you with us this morning? The more you stand before the presence of God, the more humble you become. Hallelujah. I told us people that came for the first service that there was a day some group of people came here. They wanted to see the archbishop. So one of the security men brought them to my office. As they came to my office, they said, good day, sir. We want to see the archbishop. I said, so who are you? I made my investigation. I discovered who they are, that they are genuine. So I said, come, let's go and see the archbishop. I just came out with them. They followed me and we moved straight to Archbishop's office. Maybe I knocked. He responded, come in. I opened the door and they entered. All sat down. As they were coming in, the Archbishop stood up. Welcome everybody. Not as some he shook hands with them, some he hugged them. Before you know it, they sat down. They said, I introduced them to the Archbishop. They said what they came for. Archbishop gave them dates and they finished the whole thing. As we were stepping out of the Archbishop's office, one of the men said, come, see how simple it is. You see how simple it is to see your Archbishop? I said, so what do you want us to do? He said, one senior pastor, we've been going to his church for past 1 month. We have not been able to assess that man. I said, sorry, this is Methodist Church, Nigeria. If I get to Lagos now, I don't need protocol to go and meet His Eminence. No wonder in the church, because men who minister at the holy things, pride has taken over us. We refuse to be humble. That is why signs and wonders is now far from our congregation. Because it takes a meek person to carry another person's burden on his head and begin to pray over it. James said, God himself will resist the proud. God himself will resist the proud, but he will give grace to the humble. So it takes a meek person for his life to be graced. When God wants to grace a man's life, one of the things he looks for in the life of that man is what? Meekness. Genesis chapter 25, from verse 21 to verse 23. Genesis 25. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife, because she was barren. And the Lord entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. Verse 22. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I tossed? Some translation said, if all is well with me, why am I like this? And she went to inquire of the Lord. Verse 23. Can you put that scripture together? And bring it out on the screen. Don't cut it. Reduce the character and print it. Studio, are you hearing me? Thank you. The Lord said to her, two nations are where? And two peoples. Give me King James. You've skipped this one skipped the word I'm looking for. Good, okay. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, yes? And two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And, yes, the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. Did you see anything there? A woman was pregnant. And the way the pregnancy was doing, he said, come. In my own pregnancy, is this different from the other people's pregnancy? He now went to ask God, why is my own pregnancy like this? God said, you have two nations in your womb. Two nations are in your womb. And two manner of people shall be separated. He said, these two nations that are in your womb, they have two different manners. Some one group is so proud, the other one is meek. And it is that manner that will do what? Separates them. He said, the one that is humble will be stronger and stronger. The one that is proud will be weaker and weaker. And the one that is proud will serve the one that is meek. Praise the Lord. See, let me tell you something. The easiest way to fan your blessings into flame is to look at yourself and say you are nothing. Where we read in the book of Mark chapter 1, the Bible recorded that Jesus Christ himself, remember, Jesus is God himself. Are we together? Jesus is God. Now, he came into this world. He humbled himself. He submitted himself to the being that he created. Remember, John the Baptist have said, that is one that is coming after me, who I am not worthy to lose his sandals. He said, I will be getting lesser and lesser. He will be growing higher and higher. Now, this man, I am baptizing you with water, but he's coming to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with what? With fire. But when Jesus Christ came, he humbled himself to John the Baptist to be baptized. And what by the reason of that submission, immediately he was dipped inside the water by John as he was coming out. The Bible recorded that the heavens opened. See, one of the things that opens a man's heaven is meekness. His heaven opened and he saw the Spirit of God descend upon him. And God attested, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. See, a proud man does not receive that kind of testimony. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody here this morning? A proud man. Does not receive that kind of testimony. Doesn't get that kind of attestation. I studied the scripture and I discovered that men that carried an unusual grace and anointing in the Bible are very meek. Numbers chapter 12 and verse 3. Give it to me on the screen. Numbers chapter 12 and verse 3. Numbers chapter 12 and verse 3. Now, the man Moses was what? See, his own, it was not that he is meek. There was an adjective that was added to it. Very meek. He said, above all men which we are upon the face of the earth. Which means when you gather the whole men who has lived in this earth, who are living now, and who will live in this earth after now, put all of them together. None is as meek as Moses. No wonder. Even when God wanted to wipe away the Israelites from him, raise another people for himself, he said, lie, you will not do it. Instead of destroying these people, then remove my name from the book of life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The problem we have in Nigeria is that men wanted to become all and all in this nation. They have forgotten that before them, there were men who feel that they were all and all. One day, today, they are no longer anywhere to be found. Amen. Praise the Lord. I went to the house of Zik of Africa in Onitsha. Presidential palace. It was rats. In fact, my house is better than that one. But there was a time everybody felt that it is me and me alone. Today is not. Nigeria has not collapsed, though. That is why when I look around and I see people misbehave, I tell them, well, just keep calm. God is working out something. Hallelujah. God is working out something for this nation. And in less than no time, the table will be turned. And if you're a man who is proud, you will no longer have a place in this nation. Am I talking to somebody here this morning? Moses was a man. The Bible said, God said, if there are prophets and seers among you, I speak with them in visions and in dreams. But as for this, my servant Moses, I talk with him face to face. Face to face. If you want God to talk to you face to face, then be a meek man. I also discovered that when it was time for this man to go, he handed over his staff of authority to Joshua. And without any staff, climbed the mountain. The Bible said for 120 years, his strength did not lessen and his eyes did not grow dim. All of us, this generation, at the age of 15, a child has started wearing glasses. Amen. Me, whenever I reach 50, I'm wearing one. You, when I'm past 50, you are wearing one. But the Bible recorded that a man, because of his relationship with God, he was 120. You know they use glass. I'm not saying that you using glasses is bad. I have one on my eyes. Amen. So that don't feel that this reverend is saying that. But what we are trying to say is that when a man stands before, one of the things that qualify you to stand before God is meekness. The Bible says Jesus Christ was so meek to the point that he died on the cross. And by the time he died, as he resurrected, God gave him a name. And the Bible said that any time you mention the name of Jesus Christ, things in heaven, on earth, and beneath the earth, they respond positively to that name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody traveled home for Christmas. And the kindred will call for meeting. He just came back Christmas and was troubling everybody. Troubling everybody. If you talk nonsense, I will lock you up. So one day, while he was ranting, trying to show he had money, the thing came out of his mouth. He said, When I was coming back for Christmas, I left 2 million naira in my account. So it was 2 million naira that he left in his account that is making him terrorize everybody. Then one small boy looked at him. I said, so daddy, because you have 2 million, that is why you are, since we came back for Christmas, you don't want to allow us to have our peace. Okay, let me tell you, I have 5 accounts. In those 5 accounts, the least money in one, the one that doesn't have any money, has 8 million naira in that account. So can you keep quiet? That was the day the man just entered. He didn't talk again until Christmas ended. Praise the Lord. You see, people glory in so many things. Amen. All the certificates that CEO of Access Bank has, who is going to use it? Can you come? Help me tell your neighbor, can you calm down? Talk to us. Cathedral people, let's talk to ourselves. Can you calm down? The Bible says God, when you do those things, it is God who is stand against you. God will resist you. No wonder when we pray, it's as if God does not answer, because somebody is praying out of a proud heart. When you I discover that if you do ministry with a proud heart, your ministry does not flourish. Ministers, are you hearing me? If we do ministry with a proud heart, it does not flourish. My wife is here. The first church that I pastored in Enugu, at least I was able to grow that church. Finish the building. As I was leaving, it was dedicated. I was moved to another station. Now, in that station, they had a duplex as the man's. 6-bedroom duplex. In fact, in the bedroom, me and Royal, that time Sam has not come, me and Royal will be playing ball inside the bedroom, master's bedroom, so that you know how big it is. One of my cousins came and visited me and said, Reverend, this house is too big. In fact, in that house, I hosted missionaries, 15 of them, both male and female. We stayed in that house and we were feeling comfortable. Nobody was marching on each other's. Now, by the time they transferred me from that church, I just stayed 1 year in that church, they moved me to another station. The first Sunday that my wife entered that church, she started crying. Meanwhile, that was in 2017. In 2012, we had exchange of pulpits in the diocese of Enugu, and I was sent to that church to go and minister. As I was coming inside the church, I had a voice that told me, before you leave Enugu, you will pastor this church. So, 5 years later, when that thing came, when the transfer came, I was not surprised. But imagine me move from 6-bedroom duplex to 2 rooms. This one is not flat. It's just one I building like that. The parlor is in the middle. The children's room is this way. We and my wife's room is the other way. And kitchen and toilets, the other at the extreme. My wife, there was no member. In fact, it was Methodist Campus Fellowship people that came for a program in Enugu that came there to worship. By the time they wanted to go, I discovered that the members of the church were not up to 20. Now, in the eyes of men, is it not punishment? Hello? Is it not punishment? But people of God, I stayed in that church for 1 year. After 1 year, men went to my archbishop to lobby to be posted to that church. Started working. Before you know it, God began to raise men and women. Bang, 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 we finished the church building. We dedicated it. And wow, everybody became interested in Better Methodist Church, Transekulu. Hallelujah. So, I would have said it. See, I had a good relationship with my archbishop. If I had gone to him and said, Daddy, I don't like this place, he would have changed it. But if I had gone and he changed it, I would not have known that God was waiting for me in that small congregation. So everything that God requires in this kingdom, God wants you to come down. It is Him who will carry you from the ground where you are. And He will place you where you will dine and wine with kings. My prayer is that God, that thing, that small seed that the devil wants to drop in you to destroy your destiny, the hand of the Lord will uproot it this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. I say the hand of the Lord will uproot it this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, as we humble ourselves before God, God will move us from where we are now to where He wants us to be. In the name of Jesus Christ, every seed of pride in my life, every seed of pride in your life that is making you not to have received what God has packaged for you, we decree and declare that seed dies this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, as we humble ourselves, Lord, you will pick us from that low state and you will place us where we will dine and wine with kings and queens. In the name of God the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Come and put your hands together for the Lord. Can you bow down your head and ask God, pray for yourself? Ask God for grace. You and your boss are always quarreling. It may be that man is seeing pride in you. The world will look at meekness as weakness. Because you are meek, the world will say, this person is weak. That thing they call weakness is our strength. Ask God for grace. In the name of Jesus Christ. Precious Father, we thank you this morning for how your word has come to us this today. Lord, the scripture said you resist the proud. We don't want you to resist us. He said, but you give grace to those that are humble. Lord, as we humble ourselves under you, Lord, you will take us to where you want us to be in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, by meekness, may we assess every of our common favor this year in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Abba Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we pray.